Well, Trey, Jack, Isaac, obviously we're here at the Shrine Bowl recognition ceremony. You're now officially on the roster. Isaac, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be able to play one more high school football game before you move on and wear that Eagle maroon and gold one more time?
It's just, it means a lot. It's a big honor to be able to represent our school and represent our state well. Being able to fundraise money for a great organization, it just means a lot.
Jack, similar question. What does it mean to have one more PC football game in you with the state's best players?
I think it's a great opportunity for us to represent our school. And it's not just for us. It's to help out the Shriner kids and the hospitals.
And then, obviously, Trey, you get to be a Pella football player. You still got track, obviously, coming up. But I'm sure you're really excited for that opportunity, too, on both fronts.
Yeah, I can't wait to continue to play some more football, especially with new people who I haven't played with. And my future Dort defender is Isaac and Jack.
I was about to say, you said future Dort defenders. Isaac, that's going to be pretty cool. Not only these two, but you get to see a lot of your other future teammates up there. What's it like to be able to connect in that way? And what are you looking forward to most about not only that week, but just the time leading up to that, doing your other sports and activities?
I think it's a great opportunity to be able to see how some of the best do it. I mean, we're going to be, us two are all going to Dort, get to know some of the guys we're playing with, some of the guys we're playing against. And it's a fun time to all be on the same team after competing against each other for a while.
Well, and Jack, you kind of alluded to it, that this has a special cause to it, and I imagine that was a big reason why you wanted to be a part of this. What are you looking forward to about that week, especially interacting with some of the kids who are in the Shriners and having this extra service part of the project?
Well, I know on Friday we have like a two-hour time where we go and play with the kids on the field, and I think it just makes lasting memories for them, and that's what I'm really looking forward to, because I think it stays with them for the rest of their lives, and it's just something simple that we can do to be with them.
And then, Trey, obviously for the week itself, what are you looking forward to? I'm guessing a combination of both things, right? Playing some football and playing for a great cause.
Yeah, I just can't wait to play more football, train with some of the best, and continue to grow my relationships with people that are going to be there.
Well, and your athletic careers aren't over yet, because each of you will be in a spring sport coming up. But certainly for spring, Isaac and Jack and Trey, what are you looking forward to most about this upcoming spring season and to be Eagles one last time?
You know, I'm just excited to run track one more time, get back with my coaches, back with my teammates, and just do the best that I can.
Well, especially because you were injured last year, I'm guessing you're excited to come back.
Absolutely.
Jack?
Well, for soccer, I'm just excited because I think we have a pretty good team coming back. We only lost one rotational player from last year, so I think we can come out, have a pretty good year, and I can end my Eagle career strong.
Trey, I know you're no stranger to the Oval. It sounds like you got a pretty good squad over at Pella High.
Yeah, I can't wait to compete. And just be able to be on that team is so awesome. Love the team chemistry we have going on right now. Can't wait.
Isaac Kakmirinski, Jack Fancher, and Trey Van Houwen, the three Pella-based players headed to the Shrine Bowl this summer. Fellas, look forward to seeing your spring sports in action, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.